This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come at this hour. Oh, Father God, we come, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. And, oh, Father God, we come just to say thank you, oh, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being the God that you are. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. And thank you for your understanding. And, Father God, we come praying not a selfish prayer, for we come praying for all your children all over the world, no matter where they may be or what they may be doing. Because somewhere this morning, my Father, somebody is standing in the need of deliverance. Somebody is standing in the need of redemption. Somebody is standing in the need of restoration. Somebody is standing in the need of healing. Somebody is standing in the need of a blessing or a miracle to be performed in their life. Somebody is standing in the need of a breakthrough. Whatever it is, Father, we trust, believe that you are more than capable of supplying whatever their need may be. And Father God, I pray that you bless your people all throughout the land and just move in their life in a special way. Oh, Father God, I pray that you just manifest yourself in them. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your word and allowing your word to go forth. Because we truly believe that it's your word that would change the hearts of men. And Father God, we come to you right now. Oh, Father God, we're praying that you will bless every home that is within the sound of my voice. You will bless their families and all of their loved ones. Oh, Father God, touch them right now. Not only bless them according to your riches and glory, but bless them according to your perfect will. Oh, Father God, we thank you once more and again. We thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, because you've been so good to us. We thank you because you brought us from a mighty long ways. We thank you because you opened doors that were closed in our face. And, oh, Father God, right now, as I speak words of encouragement, well, I pray that the words that I use today will be not a hindrance unto anyone, but be used for the further edification of your kingdom. Oh, Father God, I thank you right now. In the mighty and gracious name of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. Truly, today is a blessed day. I remember the people of old would say that any day that I wake up and I'm above ground is a blessed day. It's because the Lord has blessed and spared us once more and again to behold this day that he has made. And I'll just like to truly say thank you, Lord, because you didn't have to do it. Excuse me, but you did. Amen. This is yours truly, Pastor Robert C. Lee of the excuse me, of the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. Coming to you live from the studios at KAYT 88.1 here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Amen. And today, I come to you just to say, let me say that again. Today I come to you just to encourage you to think big and to ask big. Amen. Amen. Because as we all know, This is the season that we consider to be jolly. Amen. Because this is the season where most people identify as Christmas, but most of all, we recognize the reason for this season because it is the birth. We're celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then once that is over with, then we move into the new year. So as we move into the new year, it's time for us to start thinking outside of the box. Because remember, the God we serve is the God that can do anything and everything. He has all power in his hand. And I truly believe that anything I ask of him, he's more than able and capable of doing it. Because in the book of John, just to paraphrase it, it says, whatever we ask of him when we pray, all we got to do is have faith and believe, and it shall come to pass. You see, my brothers and sisters, we can stand on his word because he will fulfill the promises in his word. But remember, we have to do what? Live the lifestyle that God wants us to live. And anything that we could think of or imagine will be ours. You see, because I remember in the book of Matthew chapter 6 where it taught us about prayer, it said we need not ask of what we stand in the need of because God already knows what we need. So I'm saying that to say because when we are thinking big, we should be thinking big about how to build up the kingdom of God. I remember someone asked me a question, and they asked me the question that they asked me. They say, Robert, where do you see yourself in 2 to 5 years? I said, I see myself at my church. We have grown large enough to where we still have to build a bigger sanctuary. So in 5 years, the goal is to be to the point to where we're ready to break ground to build a bigger sanctuary. And I'm saying that to say because when I say we need not ask of what we stand in the need of because God already knows what we stand in the need of, but when we're focused on building the kingdom of God, when we're focused on serving the Lord, when we're focused on being about his business, meaning that we're putting God first, God's business first, everything that we stand in the need of will be what? Supplied for us. For remember, Matthew 6:33 said, first seek ye the kingdom of God and what? His righteousness. And all things will be added unto you. And when you're seeking God, that means you have a desire to be about his business. So that tells me that anything I ask of God, so I come to encourage you to don't minimize your growth. Don't minimize your potential. Let me refer to Joshua. I'm a paraphrase. Well, let me read it first out the Bible. Joshua 10, verse 12 says, then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. Now, we all know we have no control over the sun. For when God created the sun and the moon to separate day from night. So God is the only one to have that. But here it is. Joshua was in the middle of a war. And on the day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, son, stand still over Gibeon. You see, when Joshua and Israel and the Israelite army were fighting a battle late in the day, he knew he wasn't going to be able to finish the enemy off unless he had more daylight. He could not have thought too bad they'll escape by night. No, he knew he was heavy with God's favor. You see, when you're being about God's business, when you're serving the Lord to the best of your ability, you're heavy with God's favor. So he prayed a bold prayer unto the Lord. And the prayer that he prayed was for the sun to stand still so that he would have enough daylight to finish and defeat the enemy. So today, my brothers and sisters, I want to ask you, are you praying a bold prayer and expecting God to show up and show out in your life? Amen. Would you dare do as Joshua did and ask God to do something out of the ordinary to bring those dreams to pass that seem too far off? It may not look logical for an average person, but God is for you. You heard it? If God is for you, who can be against you? You see, ask in spite of what your enemy keep whispering in your ear, because some people might say, that dream is too big. Some people might say, no, you can't do that. Some people might say, but remember, with God, all things are possible. Do you hear me now? I say all things are possible with God. It don't matter what people say, because people are going to always limit you. People are going to always find ways to hold you back. People are going to always find ways to condemn you. People are going to always find ways to discredit you. But if you just stand up on the Lord's side and stand on God's word, you could be like Joshua. You could ask a great thing of God, and it will come to pass. You see, my brothers and sisters, I just come to encourage you to pray a bold prayer as you enter into the new year. And let that prayer that you pray be about God's business. And when you're doing that, and when you doing the best that you can to do all that you can for the Lord, he's going to take care of your business. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we would just like to thank you today. Amen. We would like to thank you that when the odds are against us, you are with us. We would like to thank you that nothing and no one is more powerful than you. And we can dare to pray bold prayers because we truly believe that you are a prayer answering God. See, I believe that you're going to show out not only in my life, but in all of your children's life. And then when you show out, then they will truly know and believe that there is a God. Just like it was when Jesus was hanging on the cross. And when the soldiers, they cried out and said, surely he must be the Son of God. And you see, when you work the miracles in our life, then people would cry out and say, surely he is or she is a child of God. Because God has showed up in your life and showed out. You ought to just give him some praise today. God is the strongest, because God is. Of my life.
God is. Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
There have been times when I thought I heard angels. And I must admit, it took me by surprise. Heard rhythm and the fullness of life, so rich it brought tears to my eyes. There was a time I was sure I heard angels. It was a sound tinged with sadness, but loaded with joy. Full of rhythm and such music, kind of a streetwise jubilation at the coming of that blessed To this love.